With the plot tour today with OSU visiting with Daryl Strouts. He's the Kansas Wheat Alliance. And I tell you what, you guys have some pretty good trials out here.
Yeah, I think we're looking pretty good down here in the Oklahoma trials, kind of liking what I see.
So what does your wheat look back home?
Well, of course, we're a little further behind, but generally I think it looks pretty good. We're dry, certainly in the big growing regions in the south central part of the state. We've got a little freeze damage showing up. We've got some stripe rust and leaf rust showing up now too. But generally, I think it's a pretty good crop.
Is it pretty good crop across the whole state? I know, like for here, it just kind of depends on who you ask about rain and who got the worst of the freeze. And maybe did you have the snow cover before the big snowstorm came in? The weather's just been crazy.
Right. Well, I mean, we're a big state and it changes a lot from east to west and north to south. But yeah, generally it's good until you get to the extreme western part of Kansas, up against Colorado. They've been very dry. They were dry last fall. They've been dry all winter. They're always dry, but we're maybe more than always dry. And then we also get into areas where we've got some wheat streak mosaic showing up there too. So that's a common problem, but it's one that we really haven't been able to deal with effectively. We do have some varieties now that are showing some good tolerance to it, and to the wheat curl mite. So that's a positive thing. As we get into the central part of the state, we're drier than normal there. Certainly for guys that are thinking about corn and soybeans, I'd be nervous, but we're okay for wheat right now. We have been catching a few rains and the forecast is good. Maybe we'll catch a few more rains. So I'm optimistic. I think USDA came out with, our crop in the mid 40s. And so that sounds about right to me.
So what are you seeing as far as your favorite varieties right now that's working really well for Kansas?
Well, of course, I'm preference to the K-State varieties. Zenda's one of our better ones, and we really like that. But outside of that, Monument's been a real popular variety, and it's kind of getting kind of old, but it still looks pretty solid. There's some new ones coming in. Certainly some from OSU are working there well, too.
Now, I know that everyone's talking about yields, but it seems like quality is really important right now, especially to those that are buying wheat from overseas. What are your thoughts on quality?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of my concerns is quality. I think a lot of farmers are undermanaging their wheat now. I mean, the wheat breeders have done a great job at making yield potential go up. But a lot of guys are still managing for, maybe those 40 bushel ranges. And these varieties have the capability of pushing up into 60. And so that what that does is that nitrogen that we really need for protein and for quality, they're just not fertilizing enough. And so consequently, we get those nice yields. We like that part of it. And then we come up short on protein. And so I'm always concerned about that. And that's been one of our big pushes, to educate farmers. These new varieties, they're racehorses. They can really go and run, but you got to give them the fuel, and that's nitrogen.
What are you looking at in Kansas for a harvest date?
Oh, I think, we have been running a little late, but I always tell people harvest usually comes when it usually comes. And I'll take a bet that it won't be more than 4 days early or 4 days late unless we're just waiting on rain.
Okay. Thank you so much for visiting with us.
Thank you.